If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
What is happening, people? See that sneaky recorded on you?
Lovely.
My guest today, Aaron McCann. What time is it? 7:47.
Early as fuck.
We had Lavery's Comedy Club last night, and I didn't feel great up there. I was fucking exhausted last night to the point where I could have just fucking slept sitting up. And then fuck, what about this beat? Shout out to Phil McEwen.
That's deadly.
AKA Polymath. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. So, Lavery's Comedy Club last night, and then just came home exhausted, and that was about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, fucking buckled.
And now we're up doing this shit.
Yeah.
What have I got to plug before we play the fucking intro here? I'm doing... fuck plugging your gig. You're supporting Mickey. Fuck him. People keep sending me messages about... I'm playing Newcastle County... Newcastle County Down this Saturday the 22nd, because, and it was the first ever place I was dragged on stage, which I'll get to in a minute. What's that noise crackling, you son of a bitch? People were like, is there tickets available? Go to the Anchor Bar and get the tickets, because that's only, you know, there are tickets available, basically.
It's a cool venue.
Yeah. I'm a bit worried. I'm literally about to go. I'm a bit worried it's going to be stuffed to the dick.
Right.
Because a lot of people have asked me about tickets, and I was like, I'm not even sure if they're doing tickets, but you should contact the bar.
Yeah.
And I think they are doing tickets.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have asked me, and it's the size of this fucking...
Oh, yeah, it's small as fuck, like.
So, I would just say to you, if you want to go, I would get a call in there, because it really is fucking tiny. But that's about it. That's all I have to plug. Get a fucking ticket to the Ulster Hall show. General Banter, the live show. On fucking 16th of December. If you got a work day to organize, just bulk buy about fucking 50 tickets. Oh my god. And that's about it. That's about it. All I have to plug. Do you have anything to plug while we're fucking here?
Just Mandela Hall. 30th of November.
Mandela Hall, 30th of November.
Apparently half the tickets are sold. I don't know who the fuck's buying them.
Fair play. See, people like you. You know what I mean? I have to really be like, listen, dicks, just buy a fucking thing. And they're like, nah, whatever, we'll get one day of. And I'm like, just buy it now. Whereas people get pumped for your shit. They're like, oh, he really hypes it up. You're good at tugging on the heartstrings when it comes to posting. Can you believe 5 years ago I was a homeless fucking spastic? And now I'm playing this fucking place.
A homeless spastic.
I used to vomit in the corner of this room, and to think a mere 17 years later, now I'm actually...
That's what I'd be writing if I played Thompson's. I would love that.
You should play Thompson's. Someone asked me last time, like, what would be the next venue I'd want to play, and I was like, imagine you did a sellout gig in Dundonald Expo.
Oh, that'd be gangster as fuck. I would love that.
And it was all racked out with seats. That'd and be class. And the crowd went up the wall, like the bleachers. Unreal. Fuck this, let me play the intro and then we'll get into the chat.
I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Up a fucking heads. So there we go. Live, here we are doing a podcast in the fucking morning. Let me just do a quick Snapchat. That's important.
Work ethic.
Work ethic. I'm early doing stuff. Huh? Arm a can in the morning.
Like a bag of shite.
Like a bag of fucking shite. So this is it. Yeah, we did Lavery's last night. Everyone's fucking chinned. How did you find Lavery's last night, mate? Did you enjoy it?
Good crack, good crowd.
There was a fucking shit show in the middle where Kieran Bartlett was playing and he brings a guitar. And then I was like, you're all good to go, aren't you? You set your guitar up with your man, the sound man. He's like, no, mate, I just put one. And I was like, okay, you haven't set the fucking guitar up? And he's like, no, not yet. No, and because it's a brand new fucking box or desk, Your mom took fucking forever to get it hooked up, and I was like, this is not cool. It took about 35 minutes.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then Kieran Bartlett, who has no concept of time whatsoever.
Did a Netflix special.
Did fucking, 3 hours on stage. Oh my god, the worst thing about being a comedian and running the club is, you know, you're kind of friendly with everyone that's on for the most part, and you don't want to be like waving a light, being like, get off the fuck.
Yeah.
But that's what it felt like doing. See if anyone's like, how do I get into comedy, guys? How do I start comedy? Do whatever time you've been allotted.
Yeah.
You're not getting extra points for going over, you know?
But I learned that shit first gig, because I did dailies, and Terry Keyes was emceeing.
Yeah.
And he brought me on. I was supposed to do like 7 minutes. I done like 22.
Well, that's serious.
My first gig. And I remember him saying, like, it's cool here, but any other place you do that, like, don't fucking do that, because they'll not bring you back.
Yeah, it's rough. And I mean, like, it doesn't matter if you're dying on your hole or killing.
Yeah.
It's as annoying.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you go do, like, the fucking stand or whatever, like, especially at Red Raw, you know, if you don't do one of those open mics, you hit the time and they pull you.
Yeah.
You'd be talking like, yeah, and then I went to the shop, they'd... Oh, God, fuck it. And the mic goes off, and they're like, get off the fuck.
Because there's so many fucking acts that,
you can't run over.
Someone's going to try and go over, so.
Like, I've done gigs before where, you know, I've said, like, if I've headlined, and I'm like, how many fucking, you know, how long do you want me to do? And they're like, oh, do, you know, like, do fucking 40 minutes, but if they're with you, do a bit more. And I was like, nah.
40 minutes.
I was like, I'll be doing 40 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
Lick my bag, and I'm off. There's no... More isn't better.
No.
When it comes to stand up,
people dip. There's always a dip. Yeah,
just do the fuck. Like, half an hour as a headliner is about as much as you should do.
Yeah.
And it should be like, you know, like fucking high paced. But now that we've got the comedy talk out of the way, let me plug a gig. Okay. The gig is Jive Live on Saturday the 5th of August, the day before I go to Vietnam to eat my dick load in noodles. Free open air jiving festival, Oasis Plaza, Oma. Where's that now?
Fuck, that's a good question. Oasis Plaza?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
No.
How about in a field
there's
somewhere?
A prize worth £100 or £1,000. Prize is worth £1,000. I was like, how can a prize be worth £1,000 if it's just £1,000? Judges are jive-tastic. The host is, drumroll please, Pio McCann. Aaron's da is dropping bars of fucking fire all over the jive life.
MC Keon. But like, look at how fucking shitty Irish country. Like, look at them photo shoots.
Let me read.
Doesn't that just make you fucking cringe your bag?
Let me read some fucking names here. Patricia McGuire. Garth Pritchard. Lisa McCrory. Pascal McInerney. McInerney. And Big Ed Fox. So there you go. If you want to go and jive your bag off, but also see Aaron's dad just being gangster as shit, Jive Live in Oma.
That's hilarious.
That's outrageous. We had one more video to shoot for Oasis. No. For Boost Energy Drinks. Oasis in the fucking brain here. So we had one more video to shoot for Boost, and Boost got in touch with me, and we're a bit like, "Feed me, can't you know that you know in the way businesses have to do, like just
selective." Talk.
I was just wondering where the fuck. Yeah. But I'd already sent her a link with like 2 download links. I was like, "Mate, there's videos there if you want to just go ahead and check." He's like, "All right, okay, one more video left to do, and you've give me a fucking break. Like,
yeah.
It was the 12th, you know, I was out playing the flute.
You're out of the Lambay. I hate the 12th.
It's like, do whatever you want somewhere away from everyone else. And everything shuts, and you're like, why?
I just always associate it with boredom. You can't fucking shit.
Yeah, me too. It drives me fucking mad where it's like, you know, when everything has to close. It happens on other times too. It's like everything has to close, but everyone's off.
Yeah.
Like if you had half a fucking brain, well, you actually can't because people assume everything's shut, but you should be like, this is my opportunity to fucking be open while everyone's shut.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare. Like, it's just weird.
It's fucking mental too.
And the bonfire thing, like, I know it's all in our culture, but it's like, it's fucking gross.
It's a
fucking mess.
Like. They're using that as an excuse to act like cunts. Like.
Of course. And because they're all like, this is my... I've talked about this before, but like walking through Belfast during the 12th, which I've never done my whole life till it was about fucking 28.
Yeah.
And then it was scary as fuck. And it was hostile. And there's people pissing. There was a guy just pissing on the street. And then he turned around and was like, he just fucking, yeah, fuck that Peter. And he was shouting right at the cops. And then he just drank a bottle of WKD and, like, fucked it, like, up in the air. And it just went, dish, on the ground.
Yeah.
And there's about 20 cops standing there. But you're like, do you know what's happened there? They can't do anything to him because it'll fucking kick off.
Yeah.
So they kind of have to just do that, like, yeah, we're cops, we're here, but we're not really going to fucking do anything because, you know, everyone sees cops as fucking, like, the enemy, basically. So as soon as they go to arrest a fucking guy that should be euthanized anyway, some waste of fucking space, you know, they can't do it. They just have to watch him be a cunt.
It's like the Purge.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is.
It's fucking brutal. And then it's like, what I hate is the comparison to St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
St. Paddy's Day is, first of all, no one gives a fuck about it.
Yeah.
About what it actually is. It's just an excuse to drink.
Yeah.
But like, you know, a bunch of students doing fucking rock the boat down a street is not the same as people fucking like properly trashing the place. Like, do you ever see the Dublin Road after the 12th?
No.
It's like fucking, like, Glastonbury is in better shape. Actually, I say that, Glastonbury is the poshest fucking most middle class thing you'll ever go to. Yeah. There's people walking around volunteering to pick up the litter. And the letter's like, you know, empty fucking Gordon's gin, pre-mixed tonics.
That would be a nice change, actually, because the two festivals I've been to are just fucking scum fest, like, but in a very fun way.
I just think Glastonbury's been going so long that they really have the hang of how to fucking, you know, get it under control,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, they got it down, like.
But yeah, the 12th is fucking annoying as shit, but... So, we had that video to... Did I finish that story? We had the video to film. I just only want to talk about the fucking woman you dealt with. What was her name? Sonia.
Sonia.
He was very nice in the end up, but, like, I was like, Aaron, do you reckon you could get your hands on an office space in OMA, because you're the fucking king of OMA? And you're like, sure, you can just do it in the Strudel or where you work now. And we went in, and you're like, oh, use my sister's place. If she worked in that building across the road, you can see through the window where it's like, rows and rows and rows of desks.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have filmed in the middle of that shit. So we go in and we're like, we were just looking to see if there was a spare room. In hindsight, you should have went, hi, I'm Aaron. I just started working here in the thing.
Yeah.
You probably know my sister Colleen or whatever. She works here. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Right? I didn't know how to ask for it. I'm not sounding like a complete cunt.
Yeah. But then this woman was like, we actually hire the rooms. You know, we can't just give you the fucking room. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I was like, right, how much are the rooms? Because at this point, I was like, I needed to get that video done that day and send it. Like, I was like, how much are the rooms? She goes, well, they're being used today. Like, you can't really just fucking use them. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then eventually, she was like, well, I suppose you could use the print workshop. We'll show you this. And she brought us up to, like, a big, like, print workshop that you would fucking make prints of art. And the prints of art... And then eventually it came out that you actually worked there, and she's just like, all right, okay, well, let's fucking go ahead then. Like,
excuse me, I serve paninis here, so
so
I feel like I'm entitled to this.
Yeah,
perks of the job.
Yeah, the big man dishes out. paninis.
So basically what we did was a less cool version of that guy sneaking backstage into McGregor and Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that video yet?
No.
It's fucking so sly.
Is it worth watching on great. On the podcast?
Nah, probably not.
Probably not. Fair enough. I'm worried no one sent me any funny clips this week, because normally people send funny little clips. I'm in a dilemma at the minute. I've been talking to you about it, where my sister is getting married next year, and her fiance is talking about, he goes to me, do you want to be a groomsman? And I was like, pished, and went, sure.
Why?
Now, I don't know what the fuck that entails.
Neither do I.
But he's a, you know, I thought it was like, you know, on the day you fucking whatever, and, oh shit, I need to make a note of that. I thought, like, on the day, you know, you basically just, you know, you show up and you show people their seats at the fucking wedding, and I was like, I'll do that, no bother. And then the next minute he sends me messages like, oh yeah, we're, all the groomsmen are meeting up this Saturday for breakfast, and that, which I can't do, but like, I'm like, and then he goes, yeah, we'll have a series of meetings and all, and then we'll organise the fucking stag do, which is a golf holiday and all, and I was like,
oh shit, mad stag.
I don't know if it will be a mad stag. I think I'd be more interested if it was a mad stag. But I genuinely might have to do, what do they call that? Like, what did Louis C.K. call that? Like Indian giving? When you give something and then decide that you want it back. that's how I feel like right now, where I'm like, do you remember I said yeah to that? What I meant was no. Good luck with it. I'll be as much help as I can at the wedding, but I can't commit to, this is in June 2018.
Yeah.
I can't commit to a year of, like, fucking men having breakfast to fucking organise this
but
shit.
But, like, June 2018...
Busy as fuck.
Why do you need to... Yeah, why are you having breakfast and discussing the wedding a year in advance?
I have no... Whose phone's that?
Turn mine on there, people.
You know, I'm like, fucking... Fuck all that. So that's my dilemma. I mean, me going on a golf holiday... Take that phone away, Matt.
Swag.
Jesus Christ, mate. So that's the fucking dilemma. So after this podcast, I'm going to have to figure out how to politely word a message and be like, I will help as much as I can on the day.
No breakfast.
But I would not prepare for my own wedding a year in advance.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I wouldn't prepare for anything a year in advance.
Fucking hell. I've done nothing but drink this week. Now that I look down at this little page. First of all, let me just discuss this turnout for the books. I went to Thompson's the other night.
Yes!
Which, by the way, for all the fucking talk you do, is fucking bollocks. I don't know, I'm not a big fan of the type of music that we're playing overly, like, but maybe if I went on the hip-hop night, I'd have been fucking loving it.
Yeah.
But the vibe has not changed in there since the fucking last time I was in it, about 10 years ago.
I can't even comment on, you know, what was happening.
Yeah, you're out of your fucking because mind.
Because I just teleported to Lucy and Union's room.
We're going down the road, Maureen was driving, called in the office, got a few beers. I was just sinking the beers, like, I felt alright.
Yeah.
Went to Neve's house, Neve and Frank, and they'd made fucking vodka jellies. What was it, vodka jelly
bears? Here, vodka jelly bears.
See these fucking, see all those like American style, you know, BuzzFeed fucking highlight videos like, hey, make yourself a fucking bloody blah.
Yeah.
Nah, put a mouthful of fucking Haribo in your mouth and then fill your mouth with vodka.
Yeah.
Same. Like, that's what it tastes like.
But you'll never get like the spectrum of tastes that's in, because I think Neve was saying the proper way to do it, you have to do it for like, you have to let them sit or something for like a whole day.
You have to let them melt.
Yeah.
Near enough. I've had Skittle vodka before, which was kind of tasty, but still very strong alcoholically.
Well, it's like Neve took the notion to do this like 2 hours before everyone was going out.
Yeah.
So it was basically a case of laying out a load of jelly bears and fucking a load of glands over them. And that's exactly what you got. You got the kind of gummy bears taste at the very, very start.
Yeah, the first hit was like tropical deliciousness. Yeah. Followed by nail polish remover.
Fucking, oh my god.
I was like, brrr.
I mean, I say that,
you ate them all. That's probably why you're so confident.
I had about six of them.
Oh my god, what a fucking shit show. I was more into Frank's fucking mozzarella balls and tomatoes.
Yeah.
But we had the same problem that night.
but it affected us in two different ways. As in, you didn't eat that much, and then you just got absolutely fucking chinned and drank a bottle of rum and ended up going to bed early.
Yeah.
Whereas I was so fucking hungry that the drink was hitting the wall. I was just like, I can't. I was like, I'm fucking starving. I'm bored of this place.
Yeah.
Getting photos taken with me by fucking, as I said last night, a load of gay spides. Do you know what I mean? They don't look like straight up smick fucking in a tracksuit, but most of them are kind of wearing like an Adidas tracksuit, but fucking gayed up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, it comes up over your ankle and I'm wearing a fucking mama's blouse so my tits are hanging out. You know what I mean? And by the way, you pack a fucking, what word can you use these days? Wee fruit. Don't do your hair, then put a hat on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't fucking like get highlights, get the Kim Jong-un fucking haircut with curtains, gel it, highlight it, and then set a fucking hat on top of it. That's not what hats are for, like, I'm wearing a fucking hat, like. And then they just run around, just give me a wee Red Bull and a fucking San Pellegrino and a Jesus Christ.
I can't abide the whole no socks thing. That does my tits in.
I get like an ankle sock.
Uh-huh.
If you're wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
I actually kind of get no socks if you're wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
Don't wear a thing that's like a pedal pusher, like your fucking auntie would wear when the sun comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With like your calf hanging out.
Yeah.
And then wear no socks.
Yeah.
Or be wearing something that's like a full outfit, but with no socks.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, wearing a suit jacket and a shirt and some fucking chinos rolled up. And no socks.
Yeah.
Put socks on, no, like.
Fuck that, like.
Definitely put socks on, man.
But yeah, I just had, like, nothing to eat. And then had a 10 glass, which didn't help. And then Lucy and Union was like,
amongst tins and vodka jellies.
Yeah, they were like, they wanted to go. They wanted to go.
Buckfast? Did you not drink Buckfast, hey?
I had a couple of swigs, yeah.
What was your stomach like? Just a fucking...
I was just like... It was
a sugary bowl of shite.
It was a case of being totally sweet. At pre-drinks, and then as soon as I walked out the door, whoosh, and I was fucking out, like, that was me.
Yeah.
That was me fucking done.
Yeah, I had a fucking couple of Jack Daniels at Thompson's, and I was just like, I can't be here anymore. And then I found someone, shout out to Alan Johnson, the king of Thompson's.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, Aaron went home with your girlfriend's sister or something. And I was like, good lord. And her boyfriend, and I was like, all right. I only said that for the crack. And then as soon as I was like, well, he's away home, fuck it. And we were away for pizza. And then we did the fattest shit ever, which was get home, ring a pizza. And then we heard everyone was coming back and we took the pizza up to bed.
Swag.
And then just sat and watched fucking Netflix and had pizza in bed.
Swag.
And do you know what? There's nothing better than going on the piss and then eating a big pile of shit.
Oh, it's great.
But what I get really bad now is... It wakes me up about 4 hours later, and you're just like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You felt like you just swallowed it and fell asleep, which is more or less what happened.
Yeah.
And I was lying there like fucking heartburn after eating Domino's like a fat wee shit.
I hate whenever like you're eating shit and you go to sleep near enough immediately after it, and it fucking, for me, it makes a hangover far worse.
Yeah.
If I can wake up and taste fucking food after I've had it, as my dad says, it's repeating on you.
Big P.O. McCann ordering a fucking carbonara. That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Jesus, I'm fucking, I'm dying today, I'm dying for a takeaway. What are you getting? A fucking carbonara. Like, what a fucking, I feel like my eyes are just full of grit right now. But, yeah, what a fucking, that's such a, is he from an age where, like, at one point Italian food was a fucking novelty?
Must be, I don't know, fuck, like, it's so,
because I remember, like, who was it said to me? Someone in my, was it my dad or something? He's like, I can remember when pasta came in. Isn't that funny?
You're not such a hipster.
Dude, I was eating fucking fettuccine. I don't even know if fettuccine might be cheese. Dude, I was eating fucking
bro, see,
I was eating fusilli before
bro, see Tagliatelle.
Dude,
don't even chat to me.
I was Tagliatelle. I was having fucking rigatoni. Like, they call me the Rigatoni Jabroni back in the day. They call me Rigatoni Tony, even though my name's Paul. But I had passed out before you had fucking pubes, bro.
I remember when pasta got big. Huh? I was there for pasta's kind of, you know.
But that's what he said. He's like, all of a sudden, it was like all the rage. That might be your dad being like,
"That's hilarious. Oh, nothing fucking, nothing gets that hangover like a fucking big old carbonara.
Takes me back to the troubles.
You know, the Italian troubles. When they ran out of fucking, they ran out of fucking pasta. Uma, you no longer have to leave. Luigi's does a carbonara now.
What's it called? The place is called La Gondola, but everyone just calls it Luigi's.
All right, okay. La Gondola?
It is good shit, yeah. You should go next time you're at Uma.
Pubs, clubs, and restaurants, and also Italian takeaways.
But, like, on the list of, like, it's so true, though, what you said. On the list of, like, if you're craving a takeout, it, like, in most people's pyramids, it's, like, fucking Chinese,
pizza, Indian.
And that's pretty much it. You can't get any more adventurous. Fish and fucking chips, whatever. But for my dad, it'd be, like actually craving it.
Going, fuck, Dad, destroy a carpenter last night.
And I could only imagine, like, was it like spaghetti, like long spaghetti type shit?
Yeah.
So like they've fucked that in a silver tin, I'm sure. Like you would get any other food delivered in.
Yeah.
And then he opens it up, it's just a solid block of fucking cream pasta.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Do you remember we did London?
Uh-huh.
And the girl who worked behind the bar was Italian.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying, like, I cannot get the pasta. Like, she's like, no pasta tastes good here.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know what it is, the water or the fucking whatever. She goes, or the flour or something. She goes, it just doesn't taste the same as it does in Italy. And I was like, well, I would imagine. So,
that's how I felt in fucking America. You can't get a pint of milk to save your life. The milk tastes of shit.
Yeah.
The milk tastes of shit. Their bacon is shit.
Cheese is all pasteurized. So you're not getting like.
Fucking leaping.
You're not getting like a nice. They call it raw cheese.
Yeah.
Which we just call cheese because they have to like pasteurize it. So take all those fucking like, you know, say you got a fucking cheese board and it was all like, you know, there's fucking Stilton and, you know, cheddar and Red Leicester and fucking Rockford and all this shit. They don't have that because all their cheese by law has to be pasteurized. So see when they're like, oh, this is American sharp cheddar. And then they have this sheet of fucking, you know, laminate plastic.
It's fucking disgusting. It's rotten.
But it's the same in like, you know, when we went traveling last year, there's, you're like, Northern Ireland is a fucking, not that, I should play some fucking pipe music in the background while I go off in some patriotic thing, but like, the quality of living over here is really good.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really fucking good. You know, even down to shit, like, the fact, remember the time you drank our water here, because there's a spring out the back of our house, essentially,
yeah.
And you were like, fuck, that's good water.
I could tell she was good water.
And we were just like, you'd never notice that because you take it for granted, but it's like better than any bottled water. It's like the cleanest, coldest water.
Go to places where you can't even fucking drink from the tap.
Oh yeah. You can't even brush your fucking teeth or you get fucking tapeworm up your asshole. But like, see, I swear to God, we went on holiday. It was just like, you came back and you just met, like, see the fact you can buy a packet of chicken breasts.
Aye.
And there's six of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's mad. Everything you eat when you're in, like, Asia is just like, what's this? And you're like, I don't know, just fucking close your eyes and put it in your mouth.
Yeah, food's trash.
Like, that's my dick. But, no dairy. You're not getting pints of milk. You buy shit and it's like, you know those wee fucking capsules you get in the hotel? That, but bigger.
Yeah.
And, like, all those Vietnamese coffees are all fucking, like, condensed milk. Stuff that keeps for fucking ages.
It's so weird because, like, all the bacon in the States is like, you know that fucking Five Guys, like,
yeah, crispy,
real crispy, like,
yeah.
There is no fucking fat at all on any of the bacon, and it's so fucking like, it's disgusting after a while. Like that's what they have in like a if they had like a cooked breakfast,
yeah,
they have that kind of bacon in a fry,
yeah,
and it just doesn't. It's not right at all. Like, it's weird as shit.
You want to go down to your woman down that wee deli down the spa down there? She's got that fucking, like, where they obviously fry the bacon and then put it in a fucking oven.
Uh-huh.
And it goes all, like, gummy and crispy and all.
Fuck.
You know?
I have a full route, man.
See if I was doing, like, a fucking, this would be actually, like, a good fucking program to do. Or maybe, like, a vlog or something, right?
Uh-huh.
See if I could get sponsored by a company, like a food company.
Uh-huh.
Or a drinks company to be, like, and that could be, like, talk about online content.
This is a fucking idea here. Just send someone around Northern Ireland or send different people around and be like, go to like the five spots where you have had the tastiest shit you've ever had in Northern Ireland. There was one day we were filming. I'm not even going to say the name of the place because I hate fucking... It just creeps me out giving away exact location. But we were filming in a bar close by here. And we went around the corner to the wee deli. And the woman, she's like a caterer. She's like an outside caterer, but she runs the deli in this place.
Yeah.
And I got this fucking sausage and bacon bap thing. And I remember me and Begley eating it because we're filming for Late License Series 1, which we'll get to that in a minute. And I just bet it. I was like, this is a weird thing to say, but I was like, that is like a fucking, like a gourmet Michelin star sausage and bacon bap. Like, it was ridiculous. Whatever the bread was just this, like, you know, these like crispy big rolls with the, like, the top of it all crisps up when you squeeze it. And then there was proper like big fat butcher sausages, and then their bacon's like, you'd wrap it around your cock and knock one out. It was just, it was perfect. I was like, but this is what that's what the show should be. And I remember talking about this before, and Steve Nice did a fucking poster, and it was like, you know, like, fuck, that's delicious. Yeah. It was like, Colin Gans goes around the country, and fuck, that's fucking lovely, hey, or something. But I swear to God, that would be one of them. You know, if you were doing a show, like, if like Anthony Bourdain was here, I'd be like, I gotta take you to this fucking shithole to get you a bacon sandwich.
That'd be such a good crack, actually. Like, if you could, like, bounce off different restaurants or fucking delis and shit.
Yeah.
And it was just you trying their shit and reviewing it.
Yeah.
That'd be class.
What would be, can you think of, like, and it doesn't have to be meals or it doesn't have to be anything, just, like, things that you ate that were ridiculously tasty, like your top three or something? Can you think of anywhere that's just lethal?
I remember in a... going to a friend's house. This is gonna be the cultiest thing I'll ever say in my life. But his mom made ham sandwiches, and they were like wake quality, like they were fucking absolutely ridiculous.
So that's where you would take fucking Anthony Bourdain. come on to my ma's house. I should make you a ham sandwich.
My mate's ma's house. Get you a fucking ham sandwich. I don't know why it sticks to me, but yeah, we just, like, we literally, because I was staying over at his house after school, one of those fucking, like, gay boy sleepovers you did in secondary school.
Let's play PlayStation.
Let's just play PlayStation till we pass out.
Try not to wank.
I remember one time, my mate stayed over at my house, and he'll tell you the story himself. We were sitting playing PlayStation, and, like, the whole thing was, oh, we'll see if we can pull an all-nighter and just play PlayStation all night.
And end up pulling each other's dicks.
I fell asleep, and then... he was saying, like, he was in a kind of awkward position because I'd passed out, and he didn't know where to go to sleep or anything.
In your house?
Aye.
All right.
So we ended up, he was like...
I didn't just wake you up, like...
Well, he said he turned around, and I was just sitting, like, I was about 14 at the time. He said he turned around, and I just had a full-blown fucking root sitting on me.
Good lad.
So he took, like, a DVD case and started fucking swinging at it.
Yeah, well, you definitely don't do anything. Let's dig B for God. What have I done here? That's hilarious. I remember there was a guy around our street. Because that's what happens. Like, anyone's around the street, you're like, oh, go sleep over. And you end up just fucking, like... they're pointless, really. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? And then I remember waking up, and all I could hear was like... and I flicked the fucking lamp on, and this cunt was just pissing in the corner of the room laughing.
In your house?
And this was back in the day when everyone's house had carpet. Like, it wasn't like... you know, everyone made the change to wooden floors throughout the house. This guy was just pissing. I was like, what are you doing? He's laughing his fucking head off.
Psychopath.
He's probably in jail.
What's he at now?
He's probably in jail.
McGabbery.
Fucking psychopath.
Jesus Christ.
What other fucking sleepover stories? I don't know. I remember... here, talk about, you know, people are like, how did you get into video making? Uh-huh. I remember Dan Watson's brother, Dave. They had a Sharp view cam.
Right.
Do you remember, like Man United and all used to just be sponsored by Sharp view cam all the time? And they had one of those, but it's a pretty fucking sweet bit of kit. It was like, it took a tape in the side, then it recorded video, and it was the first ever, like, articulating thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, you could probably shoot selfies with it.
Uh-huh.
You could twist the... have you ever seen one, though?
I don't think so.
Like, I'll show you a picture if I can get it here, but it was like, google.com... it was almost like it had the camera in one bit and then a wee joint and then the body of the camera and the whole thing twisted like that.
Oh, right, yeah. So, you
could, like, turn it and turn the whole thing and take a selfie of your face and see it on the wee screen. Of course, that's not going to work, you piece of shit.
That's kind of the shit probably recording Jackass with and stuff like that.
Exactly, but this cunt could fucking, like, sit on his four, like, his all fours and, like, suck air into his hole and then fart. And, like, we were just, like, recording, you know, like, hour upon hour of this. Oh, change the tape. How long did I just, like, suck air in his hole and...
Yeah.
And we were like dying laughing. Like, it's a fucking, it was the gayest shit ever.
Oh, it's so gay. Like, it's
oh, so they gay. Get so gay.
Like, if you break it down, it's so. Like, you have to ask your mom, first of all, if he's allowed to stay over. Yeah. And then it's like all hyped up at week in school. Yeah. Yeah, looking back, it's weird.
Fairly change your tune. We're like, can this wee girl stay over and sleep over? Or we're just going to play PlayStation. Colin, you don't have a PlayStation? That's what I call my dick.
Why's your dick up to you? See, the other one, like, mentioning Jackass, I saw a thing there the other day that made me so sad. It was, like, what they're all at now. And it seems to be, like, only really Johnny Knoxville has had any kind of mad success after.
Steve-O.
Steve-O's still, like, fucking lighting himself on fire and shit.
I know, he's
burnt. He's, like, 50.
He's burnt to shit. I heard a really funny thing about, like, what was the comedian? It's funny now that I can't remember. Al Madrigal.
Right.
Went off on Steve-O because he was saying, like, what is his main passion, which is stand-up, seems to be a lot of feeling comedians or feeling celebrities' last resort.
Uh-huh.
So, it, you know, like, they do Jackass, they do whatever they fuck about. Then they do, like, they move into, like, one-man show / stand-up type thing.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, like, this is all I've ever wanted to be my whole life.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, well, now that my career's over, I could probably still make a bit of money doing this.
I understand the frustration in that, yeah. Because, like...
But then why would you worry? Because it's not going to be of any decent fucking level compared to you. Yeah. You know? But then the thing is, Steve-O told the story of how he got into stand-up, and it was actually pretty legit.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like it took him a long fucking time. You know what I mean? It was actually quite a legit story, as far as I remember.
Well, like, I know a shit ton of, like, WWE wrestlers and stuff have started doing stand-up comedy shows now, because they basically just... They pack out a room, it's just them, and they talk about, like, stories from the road and all.
Well, that's a one-man show. That's, like, an audience with. And if you start telling the same stories over and over again, eventually you'll hit the beats on it where it's like, oh, that actually sounds like a fucking set.
Yeah.
But it's not, I don't think it's real stand-up.
Yeah.
Stand-up is, like, you know, writing material all the fucking time and generating new material and dumping it in bits and all that.
I wonder if Steve-O's decent.
I could. Do you know what it is? His voice is so strained. I can't even listen to him.
He talks like fucking man.
Yeah.
Like I can't listen to that shit. Yeah. It drives me fucking insane. But it does seem fucking. But then again, someone else was talking about the likes of Brendan Schaub and all. You know these ones that he is funny as fuck. But I've never.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
I've never seen a stand up, but he's a funny enough he's guy. Funny we were like that actually makes sense, and he's professional as fuck. So. I've no doubt that he's probably doing it correctly.
Yeah.
But then someone was talking about him and they were like, but the thing is, funny's funny. Like, even if you're going on a lineup after, like, the most hack fucking comedian who's doing, like, props and one-liners and all that shit.
Yeah.
He got laughs.
Yeah.
I know, and you could go up and be like, oh, I'm Mr. fucking, you know, dignity with my set and my bits and all.
Yeah.
And die in your hole. So who the fuck cares? Yeah.
Plus, if you're able to figure it out as quickly as Schaub did, there's obviously something there. Like,
well, it doesn't hurt that you're hanging around with the best comedians in the fucking world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. At your disposal.
Yeah,
like there's literally like I've seen lineups going up and it's like, you know, Crystal, like he's mates with Chris D'Elia and Joe Rogan, and probably he's had like Bill Burr and all, you know, he's friendly with all these fucking people who are like the biggest comedians in the world.
I forgot to say, I was supposed to see D'Elia. In whenever I go out for the fucking festival in October in LA, I was supposed to go the first day I landed, the 22nd, and then the fucking hang emailed me the other day saying it was the Irvine Improv. So they were like, oh, unfortunately, tickets for this show have now been transferred to a new date. So December the 3rd is going to be the new show. But for people who are unable to attend the new date, they'll just get a full refund.
Mm-hmm.
Or can swap in for another ticket of the same price. So I was like, fuck, I'll just try a swap to see what there is. Went onto the website the day before I leave, David Tell's playing. So I was like, easy swap.
Yeah, fuck Delia and that asshole. Yeah. Like, you go see a Tell all day. I'm really jealous, aren't I?
That's going to be fucking so unreal.
What date's that?
So the last day I'm there, which is the 30th. So yeah, the 30th.
Of?
October.
Damn, son.
David Tell.
I fucking love David Tell.
I'd love to try and, like, I don't know, with comedians, it's kind of weird, because, like, I don't know what you would say to someone after a show, you know what I mean? Like, if you were to go up to a comedian after, like, what the fuck would you say?
I wouldn't try and fanboy it too much, I would just be like, blah, blah, maybe get a photo or something and be like, just be like, I'm a comedian from Northern Ireland, and just, you could almost be like, just let you know, there's a lot of fans.
Yeah.
Both comedians and otherwise in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Come out and do a show to fuck.
You look like a terrorist. You can come any time you want. but he's fucking hilarious. And he, see if you're talking like fluid tech, it's a bit like, you know, when people talk about jiu-jitsu and they're like, you know, Hicks and Gracie or someone is like the best at, see someone who has flawless technique, yeah, where there's no fucking gaps in your game at all.
Yeah.
Like, his jokes are good, his timing's amazing, the pace, the fucking misdirection.
But you, it's, can't, like, teach what he's doing either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's fucking 30 plus years of New York crowds get you like that.
There is no spider diagram of, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard of David Tell, just go on YouTube and look up David Tell Roadwork, and it's one of the David best Tell, fires you'll
David
ever
Tell
see.
Roadwork. Sky, if I actually see, I've noticed the only way for me to really process stand-up is to listen to it.
Yeah.
Not watch it, or see audio, like an album.
Yeah.
That's the best way for me to go through shit.
Yeah.
But see that Skanks for the Memories and all, it's like fucking unbelievable. I listened to it in the bath one day, like a wee fucking freak. And it was just, I was like, I might just fucking slip my wrist in the bath right now.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's unbelievable. Good, it's so fucking good.
But you get he's that good because, you know, he hasn't really, in his whole career, he hasn't really fucking dabbled in much bar stand-up. So yeah, it's just, he's been tunnel vision the whole way through for 30 plus years. And shows,
he's like, one of those guys who, like, underplays himself.
Yeah.
He's all like,
not big time.
And he's like, yeah, I'm too old to be in movies and da-da-da-da and try whatever. And, you know, I think there's guys funnier than me or more driven and success. And he's very, like, he talks openly, kind of just like, yeah, there's, you know, people are more popular and better than me, but like, everyone's like, oh no, David Tell's like the king. But like, the thing about him is that style, apparently, like in New York, it was like Seinfeld come out and then everyone was wearing a fucking suit jacket and they're like, what's the deal with stuff?
Yeah.
Then they said there was like, there's more people influenced by a tail because they would go up and like in front of New York crowds apparently, and just no one would be getting laughs, and then he'd go up and fucking empty the place, and then everyone just started being like him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, what the fuck's he doing that's killing so hard?
Yeah.
And then everyone be like, and da-da-da-da, look at the way he talks.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an ad for Jaeger? No.
Yeah.
They don't need one.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
An ad for Jaeger. Man comes out of the woods covered in blood with a shovel. Jaeger. it's fucking, so stupid. Like, a lot of them are so stupid. Fuck. Have you seen that show with the midget guy who owns pit bulls? Which he thinks. ponies or something. Which I think he thinks are horses.
That's so funny. It's great.
I'll tell you what eggnog is. Elf cum. What's the thing? He goes, 8 McNuggets later, we're passed out. I don't know, what was it? What was the thing?
It's such a quotable fucking,
what was this? I don't know, there's so many fucking jokes in it. It's so stupid. There's a sharp view cam there. Do you like that shit?
Oh shit, take him back. Yeah, I know.
Isn't
yeah
that quality though? Like, I would nearly buy one of them off eBay just to have.
I remember what we were on about now, yeah.
And then you switch it around. That's a serious bit of kit, like, fair play to them.
That's crazy shit. It's like, when would this come out?
The 90s? Like, I mean, that is a very decent bit of kit. How did they not figure out widescreen for so long?
I know.
But isn't it weird it's gone back now?
Yeah,
because of devices, like phones and stuff, people are shooting stuff, and like that must be so fucking annoying. You know, like, like even that KFC ad with fucking Hodor in it. You know, fuck knows what they shot that on. Probably like a Red or some big fancy camera. But then if they crop it to like fourth, you know, like square, so they can put it on Facebook again.
Yeah.
That must be annoying.
Wank.
Wank dick.
I hate that. I hate that old time video effect, like that app that you used even for that boost video. I think that's really cool looking, like the old kind of fucking video recorder effect.
I mean, it's funny because I remember shooting stuff, like even the first like I Am Fighter on a fucking JVC camcorder, which I still have knocking about there somewhere. It still works, if I fucking charge that up, it would still work. But like, I remember shooting that at the time, being like, this is the dog's tits, that's great. You know, if you watch the video on YouTube, I was talking about this last week, things seem to age on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck does that work?
Yeah.
Is it all the players and all get more and more advanced than that, whatever file that was, just looks shitter?
Yeah.
But like, look at that wee beast there, isn't that crazy? I shot everything on that motherfucker.
That's insane.
And
who did you like, was it your first camera like a gift or did you actively seek it out?
It was like a birthday present, yeah.
JVC.
Decent camera for its fucking time, like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what all the fucking crazy fighters were shot on. But there you have. Which goes to show you, it doesn't really matter what the fuck you're shooting on as long as it's half funny.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We should go to Carlingford because the other day we went down to see Begley's band playing in that wee pub, which had a little courtyard that was just full of just hot sluts.
It looked unreal. Your Snapchat, it looked unreal. I just wanted to go in the pints.
I've never been in one place. I was like, there are a lot of hot women here.
Yeah.
A couple of hot dudes that look like fucking Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, but yeah. Just a lot of fucking hot women.
There was a hen dude too, wasn't there?
The hen dude. I was talking to one of the girls from that. And she was like, oh, and she knew Maureen, and I was like, oh, we watch all your shit, no? And I was like, cool. And then there was another one, she was out of her fucking mind. There's two youngish ones, and this one was like, what did the girl say? We're all like mental health nurses or something. And I was like, you all look like you need fucking sectioned yourselves, yeah. You fucking mad bitches. And then this one girl was like, are you Thomas the Tanker Smith? And I was like, nope. And she goes, you are. And then she goes, you be Thomas and I be Thomas the Tanker Smith. And then she put a fucking, you know, like the sash that she was, you know, they're all wearing those little like ribbons around them.
Yeah.
She put it around my thing and I was like, get that off the fuck.
Yeah. I was saying this last night as well, but hen parties are just the worst. Like,
I know. What was it? Begley summed it up perfectly. He's like, they have just a sense of entitlement because they're on a stag or they're on a hen day. They're just oh, the rules don't apply to us.
Yeah, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
I mean, there's such a gropey nature to them. Like, Begley was joking around, like jumping up on their table, singing and all. And everyone's just grabbing his dick and arse and fucking trying to pull his trousers down. And you're like, where do you want this to go?
Yeah.
Like, see if you were like a real mad cunt. You're just like, well, you want to fucking suck my dick? And you just pull your dick out. You're like, get that. Get my hot, sweaty ginger bush in your face on this fucking 29 degree heat. There you go, love. Is that what you wanted? Send that picture home to Jeff, your fucking husband. There you go.
No, they're pieces of shit, like. I fucking hate
him. I'll not say his name, but I just remember Begley going, nah, you're fucking full of mad bastard. No, he's like, fucking, let's say his name's Brian. He's like, fucking Brian, our band got fucking the dick pulled off by some 35-year-old around the side. I was like, that's the day for it. I was like, imagine that's your day out. What'd you do Sunday, Teresa?
Well, I went down to Carlingford there and there was a lovely wee band playing out the back and all. And I tell you what, I had enough Copperbergs in me where I was like, see the on fucking guitar player there. I'm going to yank his bag off in the back of this pub here.
That's what it means to be in a band, man. Nobody's fucking pulling our wires after lab rates.
I swear to fuck, there has to be comedy in that somewhere. I said the union one time, I was like, you could fucking, you know, like Kevin Hart, What Now?
Yeah.
Come out. You had a pre-rolled movie sequence before your thing. Straight up murder. Murder, murder, murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pyrotechnics. Pew, pew, pew. Walk backstage, after party. Yeah, I paid for all this shit, all this champagne, all these people you don't know. And a fucking homeless guy with a six-pack pulls out a guitar and is like, today is gonna be the day we were gonna throw back to you. And some girl's like, I'm gonna put his bulb in my throat. And you're so like, that's true. I just played a fucking stadium full of people here. Sit over here and fucking punch my dick, will I? You fucking retard it's bitches. So
true. It's so fucking true. It's unbelievable, like.
Yeah, musicians get way more upfront posts, like.
100%.
Big style.
And plus, it seems to be like all the females that are attracted to comedians to actually speak to them after shows are usually mental.
Yeah.
They're usually crazy.
Yeah, totally.
Although one time I did a quick gig in Queens, and there was someone dog came up to me, and she was like, I was kind of cut off guard. She like tapped me on the shoulder and was like, that was really, really great. Just wanted to let you say. And I just wanted to let you say. Yeah. Mornings. And walked past, and I like turned around, and she was fucking unbelievable. The one that got away. So if you fit that description, give me a shout on Facebook.
But was she actually fucking saying anything, or was she just...
Like, yeah, she was like, I don't know if, like, she, that's like...
That's really amazing. You're like, tell you what else is amazing. When I slap on top of you like a fucking, like a walrus.
Monitor into the bunk bed.
That's so funny. You're like, I need to have a word with my ma. Why am I sleeping in a fucking bunk bed? And I'm like, fucking 20 stone grown adult.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you can never complain when you're a grown man about your parents not doing something for you.
Yeah.
Mum, why's my bed all fucking shitty? Buy your own cunt. You shouldn't even live here.
You know what I mean? It's just a like rickety steel pile of shit. Like,
I was amazed at that. Like, you know, I'd be around at someone's house and they're fucking still living at home when they're like 25 and they're like giving off like, where's my fucking work shirts?
Yeah.
And the guy's going to work earns more money than both his parents put together.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't earn a shirt, you fucking spastic. What are you doing? Mom, where's my shirts? Fuck me, mate. I had nothing done for me from the time I was like, could fucking walk. Like, I honestly, like, you know, like people's parents buy them clothes and all, you get clothes. As soon as I could get the bus into town, it was like, oh, yeah, you can sort yourself out now. Just go buy your own shit. And I'm not fucking chasing you up, you big dick.
I love that mental image. All right, you can walk now, that's it.
Fend for you. I always say that, like, how shit are humans that it takes you so long to fucking fend for yourself, whereas everything else falls out of a blurt and has to be like,
yeah.
I can finally outrun lions right now. Whereas babies get like fucking, I was going to say, you know, you have all your fucking life when you're a kid now.
Takes you a few years to even learn how to walk. I remember I was saying that, I was like, imagine just waking up and you forgot how to walk. Like all the shit you take for granted that you do automatically.
If you can walk on.
What about blinking as well? I smoked weed one time and I forgot how to blink. Like I overthought the whole process of blinking. And see when you do. And then who said that? Remember I said that the other day? And Niamh was like, yeah, there's a thing too where if you really think about your tongue, it starts to weird you out. And then I was like, I feel like I'm fucking choking right now.
Like your tongue's never... Well, if you put it that way, like, if you get knocked out or something terrible happens to you, you, like, swallow your tongue.
Yeah.
Because your tongue goes limp.
Yeah.
Your tongue's never dead. Your tongue's always, like, got a boner, basically. Keeping it out. Come on, internet. I hate my life right now. Right, we're going to have to jump to questions here because let's fucking sort this out.
I can't believe I have to go to work today.
Fucking 3 hours.
Fucked.
Do a vlog. Y'all do a vlog for Lavery's? Not really. I filmed a bit, but it wasn't really worth fucking... Not that you'll probably give a fuck, but here's a bit about GA match attendance this year and the turnover. Compared to... down 4,000.
The GA!
I actually spoke about that last week. I was like... they should... Like, professionalize GAA, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Will you or Aaron be making your gigs in Mandela Hall or Ulster Hall as specials with video and or audio recordings? And that's from Kilka Chris.
Yeah, I would love to get someone to record.
I know, the problem is, like, the money. You know, it costs a lot of fucking money to do it.
Yeah. Well, to do it well, anyway.
To do it well. I mean, if I don't know, maybe it would be worth the fucking shout, because for me, it would be getting someone just to film it. You know, it wouldn't be like a full package of can you edit this and put it all together. I'd probably want to do that myself.
Yeah.
But you'd want someone like the fucking Hype Factory or something where they've tons of cameras and tons of people and they just cover everything.
I think they would make it look cool as shit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, do you pay them for like fucking post and all that shit?
What do you mean?
Like editing. And,
oh, right.
That's what the fucking work would be. The work would be like putting it together. And then, you know, editing a comedy special is like, you gotta fucking sit down and you have to go through it too.
Yeah.
And figure out which bits go with which. It's, do you know what? It's a good way to actually think. If you think in a way like, oh, I'm going to get this filmed, you got to do it in such a way where it's like, is this going to stand the test of time? Like,
yeah.
Does this material, you know, a year down the line, are you going to be like, what are you talking about, fidget spinners? That's going to be lost in the fucking...
Yeah.
In time, well, basically.
I got my first, like, show that I did at the Strait recorded, and I watched it. I watched it back after a year, and I was like, what the fuck was I talking about? Like, the show was dog shit. So no, it's a good. I think it's a good thing to have it recorded, just to fucking like if you have like two fucking hour shows or whatever, and you're able to look back and see like how you've improved or whatever, even on just shit that you don't even think about, I think it'd be good. So yeah, I probably will get it recorded.
Drag queen.
I love how. your search history really is fucked up.
Oh, it's madness. Like, it's complete. None of it makes sense.
Give me a second here. Drag queen.
Drag queen split drops off a double decker bus.
Jesus Christ.
Someone sent me this. This probably won't play because our internet's fucking blurt. So you got this woman who looks like Lil Uzi Vert in a wig, dancing about, goes to climb up a bus. Here in Miami must be just the wildest shit going. So this crazy bitch just went up on a bus, is now hanging off the side of a double-decker bus, static, doing the splits, shaking his legs about. And then just does, and then bounce right up, just fell.
Jesus Christ!
Fell into the split position from about 8 foot there. Hey, how's your ball bag and knees, bro?
That's hectic. That's made my dick sore.
Well, his was probably taped up his asshole right there, but like, Jesus Christ! What happens if Pinocchio says that his nose is about to grow? Think about it. And that's from Rug 92. If he says his nose is about to grow,
yeah, because Pinocchio's nose grows every time he tells a lie. That is lovely music.
Some RuPaul.
I felt like I was in a lift there.
So if he's like, here, my nose is gonna grow, and then what happens? Is he lying? It doesn't grow, and then it does grow. Who gives a fuck? Can you please watch Goofy's Trial animated by Too Damn Filthy on YouTube? Right, this better be, what'd that say? Goofy's
Trial.
This better be some fucking... I should have preloaded these. Goofy's
Trial.
What's this motherfucking shit?
No.
Right, so I'm gonna fucking play a goddamn audio clip. Or an animated clip on a fucking podcast here. This is some bullshit.
Will the suspect please take the stand?
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
2 seconds.
Sorry.
Forget.
Have you seen this muscly drag queen? Yeah, we've seen that. What other questions? Heading to Big Brown Breakdown in Dublin?
No, but we should have.
My problem is...
In Vietnam
the next day, so it's like... What do you do? Get all your shit ready and then just be in Dublin for another fucking 8 hours?
It's a clusterfuck.
Nah. So I'm going to miss it. Not that you could get a fucking ticket anyway. Like,
but it's fucking sold out so quick.
No, I think what those people do is like they book just what's available and what's a guaranteed sellout.
Yeah.
Instead of like a place big enough to hold all their people.
Well, have you been to the Sugar Club?
No.
Neither have I.
Is it big or what?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I wonder what kind of size it is.
You've mentioned you like Broad City a couple of times. Why do you watch it above? Why do you watch it above? Or find it funnier than other TV? And have you seen them busting some serious moves on the 05 J-Lo song. It's joyful.
We were chatting about this last night, hey?
Why is it funny? I don't know. It's just, it's the vibe of the show.
Yeah.
It's just, it's funny. It's, do you know what? It's like, it's good to see, like, actual female comedy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shit that's like, you know, girls doing comedy gets this bad fucking rap, or sometimes it is too, like, cliched girly.
Yeah.
Whereas that's, like, what real fucking girls are like. Well, like pieces of shit.
The only time I saw that was like, alright, this is a bit fucking much, was Shimmer's little special, where literally all she talks about is her fucking vagina. That's the whole fucking special.
Yeah, and people always say, like, oh, well, those dudes talk about their dick and all. Not sometimes.
Yeah.
Not a full fucking special of it.
I don't have any dick jokes per se. Like, I don't have any jokes with my dick.
You know, yeah, it's kind of, you know, like Louis C.K. doing bits about his dick being like fucking, you know, he goes, it's big, but not like an animal big.
Yeah.
You know, like things like that are funny. Whereas when Amy Schumer does it, it's just too much. It's just, Amy Schumer's shite. See the way she's like, and she does that trail off at the end. It's like, am I doing this or am I?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm all confused and all. You big fucking elf.
Well, Broad City, there's an art to being as crass as they are. Because a lot of it's fucking filth.
Oh, yeah.
But yet at the same time, it's still a real easy watch kind of.
No, I think it's fucking great. Like,
good show. It's class.
I mean, why do you watch it above? I mean, it's not like you watch it above. We watch a lot of shit.
Yeah. Too much shit, probably. I watch a fuck.
I mean,
stuff.
Like, I remember, like, I used to fucking love Curb Your Enthusiasm and watch them all.
Yeah.
But we put it on, like, fucking Cody or something, on that Cody thing the other day, and I was like, where do you start with someone who hasn't watched this?
Yeah.
I was like, there's so much. It's such an odd format. And unless you're in on the fucking character, you know, you put a season on and the whole season is him training to be in a fucking musical.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you're like, that doesn't really make sense. You know, that unless you already know that character, that's kind of bizarre. You need to just watch the whole fucking thing. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, it's fun to watch.
Do you think it stands the test of time?
Curb?
Yeah.
Some of the scenes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like singular. It's like there's nothing like Curb.
Yeah.
Really, if you know what I mean. It's like improvised, kind of looks real, mock doc, but not really. So I think it's fine. It just stands. Whether it definitely ages, like you watch stuff and it looks old, but like you could still watch
The Office.
Yeah, you can still watch fucking Seinfeld. You could still watch all that shit, but you're aware that it's kind of old.
Yeah.
But some of the scenes in Curb were fucking, like the restaurant scene, when your guy, like the Tourette's restaurant scene, and all, like there's real fucking just classic bits that are funny forever. And also Broad City, that girl's got sweet big titties, and you just watch that all day.
You would ride the two of them.
Preferably at the same time.
Very attractive ladies.
At the same time, I think it would be good, crack.
Yeah, be good.
Are you a Fenian, you cunt?
Sorry, do you watch Broad City? And if so, why do you put it above other kind of comedy shows? Are you a Fenian or what?
From you bastard. From Dylan Walsh, good man.
Are you a Fenian?
You fucking retard.
That's hilarious.
If so, I am someone from Northern Ireland that lives in Canada for the last 10 years. Do you think you could do a comedy show here in Canada? Or do you think that they wouldn't get the Northern Irish humour? I don't think they would, but maybe you might think you could. I don't do Northern Irish humor. Northern Irish humor would be like fucking, you know, going to Canada and being like bloody blah blah, blah, you know, fucking, you know, Irish Robinson.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It'd be like doing fucking Jake O'Kane's set in Canada. You probably wouldn't get it, but you know, if me or you went to fucking Canada, your jokes are about, you know, the usual stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know, oh, fucking Trump and whatever and ISIS and the, you know, it's global shit. Like, you're not talking about, like,
yeah,
I know a fella down there is fucking
Cyan Mills, and he's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's no like stupid shitty references to hear, really.
Yeah, funny's funny. Like you just got to fucking like. I remember doing a show.
Like, see if you like even that jiving bit. You could just be like, you know, you could just change it to line dancing and be like,
yeah,
it's so popular where I'm from for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. Nah, we could do a show in Canada, no fucking sweat. There's Canadians have been at fucking Lavery's. There's been Dutch people who don't even speak fucking English properly being in the front row of Lavery's laughing their fucking head off. So, NI trucker Chris, snog my shit box.
Sort it out, get the lads a gig in Canada.
Yeah. I love that attitude though, like, I live here, will you come and do a show here? Yeah. Alright, mate. I live in Bali, will you come and do a show? Me, you, in a fucking hot tub doing a gig. That's it. What's your favourite smell, and what smells do you find repulsive?
I love the smell of tennis balls.
Vagina. No, you don't.
I do. I fucking do. I love the smell of tennis balls.
And tell me how often you're playing fucking tennis.
Not, I'm just walking about active sports, sniffing everything.
That's right. Local humour.
Oh, that smells like
fun. Go to AJD, you fucking Trump. Active sports. Hey. See, no, there's a couple of ones make me fucking wretch. Lilies. The flowers, lilies.
Yeah.
Smell like death.
Yeah.
Tar, if you ever drive past somewhere, they're putting tar on a road, makes me sick. I remember, I have a real thing about, like, my clothes smelling like food.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if I fucking cooked dinner and my fucking t-shirt vaguely smelled like onions or something,
uh-huh,
I'd just throw it out.
Yeah.
And that comes from whenever I was growing up, and my ma used to, you know, you're like young and you're at school.
Mm-hmm.
My ma would be up in the morning, because she's a fucking alky and probably just was dying, but would like, she would like make like spaghetti bolognese for dinner that night, but she'd make it at fucking 6:30, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then she'd come and be like, get up out of bed now. And you'd wake up and the house just stank of onions at that time of day. And that's why I think it bothers me so much. And then I grew up and learned to cook myself, and I was like, your bolognese suck dick. You know what I mean? You don't cook mince, fuck an onion into it, pour sauce on it, and be like, that's all warm now. That's done. Nah, cook it down, you retard. But,
that was like the Jay-Z of bolognese there.
Yeah, but I stink. Anytime clothes smell like food, I fucking hate it. What smells do you like?
Vagina. Tennis balls, Yankee candles.
Just like
Christmas cookies, a good one.
Just like girls that smell good.
Oh,
just nose rape their hair.
Oh, what's up? Release Dior needs to release a tennis ball perfume. Ladies,
Sauvage.
She fucking stinks of Wimbledon.
She smells like Pims and fucking sweat. What other smells that I like? There's a fucking, this is such a weird thing, right? Maureen bought this thing at a body shop one time,
uh-huh,
and it was like just spray for, you know, like a room spray.
Yeah.
Just, or spray it on your fucking bed sheets or whatever, and I don't know what the fuck it was, but it wasn't lavender, because I actually don't really like the smell of lavender. Because no way, they're like, lavender's supposed to make you sleep and all, like, it's a little bollocks. Whatever this other shit was, I was just like, oh my god, it smells great. You know, you're just like, that smells comfy.
Yeah.
You know, kind of 13 wanks here.
Smells comfy.
What other smell? I don't know. Coffee will give you a root, like, if you...
Oh, yeah.
If you smell, like, really nice coffee.
Yeah. Either just, like, because...
Oh, shit.
Because fucking, whenever you have to... This is part of my struggle. When you have to refill the coffee machine in the strudel, and you open up the bag and the beans, and it fucking... see the smell of that? It's better than intense. Taste.
Tobacco smells good.
Yeah.
Not fags, but, like, actual fucking... Tobacco smells amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of smells that are fucking sweet. You know, when you bust open that boojum and you get that peppery, the peppery fucking niceness. And, or like, do you know what is a good smell? Proper, like, stone-baked pizza.
Yes, yeah.
See that fucking, like, that smells amazing.
Cocaine smells good, too.
Vagina.
Vagina and coke.
What else smells good? What is the worst? See, if, you know, we were animating some clips there.
Yeah.
Imagine this. What smells good? Tennis balls. Fucking retard. If you had to be in a room with Leo, Muggy Mike, and Johnny from Love Island,
and talk about fluffy stuff for at least 6 hours, no booze, and just hand sandwiches, or snog Arlene Foster for 5 minutes, what would you pick?
I don't watch Love Island, lads.
No, neither do I. It's a load of shit. I've seen it once and I was like, what is this dick? And there isn't even enough bucking in it. I thought it was going to be all hand jobs under the blankets. In fact, I watched a clip and it was a girl just tugging some fella off.
Yeah.
And then they just go to sleep. Like,
just watch porn.
If I was on Love Island nursing a root for fucking whatever amount of days,
yeah,
and then some girl pulled me off under a blanket, I'd be like, right, we need to burn this whole bed now.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely just love the trifle everywhere there.
There's a real sad reality that they go through where they'll be on the TV show. What do you see? Every single cunt now will be like doing fucking nightclub tours for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And then you just fade away.
All you have to be is hot. You know, like a good looking girl or fella, and you just swan about, like, pay me this, and then you hang about, you know, in the bank in Uri for a hand job.
Would you ever go on Big Brother?
No. It's dead in the water now. Like, no, no. Because there's nothing worse. Fair enough if you're a regular person and you go on it. I think it's even worse if you're like, oh, it turns out this person's like a fucking singer-songwriter, but now they're on Love Island trying to plug themselves.
I think if you're a comedian and you did Big Brother, you would have zero respect in the actual comedy world. Like, everyone would think you're just a fucking...
It would probably be quite entertaining. You would have no respect for anything happening.
Yeah.
I would have no respect for anyone in it because people always... I don't know whether it's English people or whatever, but it's very like, if you've got a problem with me, say it to my face.
Yeah.
See if you have a problem with me. I don't give a fuck at all because we don't know each other. You know, we're in a fucking house for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking speak to me ever again, so you can fucking go over there and shut the fuck up.
Big Brother had its golden days. Like, remember that doll Kinga? She fucking shoved a wine bottle up her fanny. Yeah. Like, that's when it was in its prime. Nobody's sticking wine bottles up their fannies in Love Island. It's soft porn. That's all it is. It's literally soft porn.
Yeah.
With a couple of fucking...
It feels like it's filthier because they're real people and you're like, oh my god, these people are going to butt.
Yeah.
But like, you can just watch... There is a show on like Pornhub or something that was on... Or no, it's not on Pornhub. You'll probably find it on Pornhub. But it was on like Playboy channel or something. I heard someone talk about it on a podcast, but it was literally like they just put 4 people in and it starts like a Love Island, like, oh, let's all have drinks. Then it's like... The premise is, they're probably all porn people, like, anyway, but they're like, oh yeah, now we just nip off and buck.
Yeah.
And all the cameras pick up them riding, and it's proper, like, there's these ones out in the fucking 2 deck chairs, like, hey, let's have wine with, or let's have fucking champagne with a strawberry in it. And then the next minute, this guy just, over fate. That's what I want to see, you know? Fuck Love Island, just
cut to the chase.
Just have Fuck Island.
I see the bot too, you're doing, like,
where do you live? Fuck Island.
Seen the bot are doing like a live final screening.
Oh my god.
What a clutch at fucking straws that is.
If you were a biscuit, what would you be? You fiend. Yeah!
What's a real tag biscuit?
A Garibaldi. I have no idea.
What's a real prod biscuit?
A rich tea.
DUP.
Bourbon.
DUP would be a rich tea biscuit, yeah.
I don't understand the point of a rich tea. Like, who the fuck is eating rich teas?
It's rotten.
Stinking. But if you're a biscuit, if I was a biscuit, like a triple stuffed Oreo.
Yeah.
You fat bastard. What's the best bit? Where was I? Oh, my sister brought them up here. Those foxes, like Viennese.
Uh-huh.
Short. Oh my days.
Yeah.
You get about 30,000 then. What's your biggest professional ambition? Just to have complete freedom.
Yeah.
Just to be completely self-sufficient, where it's like all the shit fall out of your ear. I would just like to be, everything I do makes money and I want to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. Are you going to take another ping pong show when you're in Thailand? And I don't think so. I think I've seen, if you had 1 inch of your penis in your mum whilst your dad has 1 inch of penis in your arse, do you move forward or back to get out? Yeah, I've heard that question before. I don't know, you go sideways, don't you? And just ping the both dicks out? What a stupid fucking question. Right, let's rattle through these questions. We'll get out of here and go, guys, buy some fucking bacon.
Oh.
What piece of clothing or accessory can someone wear that immediately makes you have a bad opinion of them as a person? What a great question from Lee Farmer.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Accessory?
Trilby.
The fuck's that? Like a wee wee fucking hat, like one of those wee jazz hats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'll make me hate you pretty quick.
Yeah. She wearing a top hat. What was it? What was it? Or like, what was it Han Brass talking about? He's like, if I see you in a bar and you're wearing a top hat, that's all cool and all, but don't speak to me like you're not wearing a fucking top hat.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. What else?
What's your opinion on rings on dudes?
Not a fan.
Like, on their fingers.
I feel like, unless you're like a real like, people have to own it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't, you know, like, I'm trying to think of someone that we do. You know, if you ran into, like, Alex from Petty Youth,
uh-huh.
You know, that's his, you know, he's a proper, like, fucking rock look to him.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a legit look. It's not like he got that version of the look from River Island.
Yeah.
You know, the way Mickey does with a fucking skull ring, thinks he's a wizard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he legit looks like that. Which is fine.
I think that's the key.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he pulls all that shit off.
Yeah, because I think you just have to actually believe that you look good wearing it, if that makes any sense. Like, you have to.
No, I think you do. I think you just have to wear it like you're not exactly like that thing. Like, just wear it like you're supposed to be wearing it.
Yeah.
Like that's the way you look all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get the impression that, like, you know, the likes of fucking him, like, your man Alex has, like, sports gear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's lounging. I feel like he's lounging about the house in that.
Yeah, you're not going to see him in trackies.
Yeah, he don't throw a pair of sweats on, like.
Yeah.
He just sleeps like that, like Lemmy from Motorhead.
I know, I wear some wacky shit, like, but like that's it.
But it suits you, and you're also a fucking comedian, so who cares?
Yeah.
But, like, you just have to wear fucking...
I think you said one time, it's definitely true, there is an element to doing comedy where you can wear something a bit fucking out there, and people are like, oh, he's a comedian, so that's...
Yeah, but at the same time, it depends what sort of comedian. I hate that thing of like, oh, you're a comedian, you're a fucking clown. And you're like, nah, not really.
Yeah.
Without sounding like a cunt, most of the time, you're the fucking... You're one of the more intelligent people in the room half the fucking time. Compared to some of the glue bags turn up at fucking...
Absolutely.
Her last night. Nah, fair play, they're actually nice.
Absolutely.
Chris McKeown, why did Barry the Blender Henderson used to speak with a slow North Antrim accent? Now he speaks like a popular comedian, Colin Geddes on speed. Because fucking times change and they'll do whatever the fuck I want. Chris, so how about that? Because, they, you know, you need more pace.
Yeah.
It's the same accent, it's just quicker.
Yeah.
And like, those early videos, if you were to watch them now, it's like, well, fucking bleh. It's so slow, it's not funny anymore. Those videos wouldn't do well now. At all.
Fucking 8-minute videos and shit, it's hard to...
Yeah. Any gigs over the weekend, Stephen Young? Yeah, played Newcastle on Saturday.
Well, I'm supporting Michael Bartlett in Armagh at the Marketplace.
If you had to punch any baby animal, which one would you pick? Some shark? Punch a baby shark in the face?
That'd be satisfying. I think I'd go for a rhino or something.
A what?
A rhino.
I love rhinos. What a fucking strange animal.
I'd love to punch one.
It's literally like a fucking dinosaur, but just alive. I'm built like a rhino. Like, if a rhino stood up, that's what I look like. Bringing a load of Americans to Belfast next month, any recommendations of places to bring them apart from the normal tourist crop?
Lavery's Comedy Club.
You're better to, rather than, there's certain things you could go see, like, but very few of them matter.
Yeah.
You could take them to Giant's Causeway, but it's such a boner killer.
You'd be
better just doing one of those days where you go, like, well, there's the fucking Dark Hedges, who gives a shit? Just do that North Coast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like a kind of standard list, I think, that everyone takes. They're made from another country. You do the fucking road bridge, you do the causeway.
Yeah.
You know, Americans love all that shit.
But it'd be better, you know, yeah, do the shit that you would do. Like, on a day off.
Yeah.
So, like, there's days we went to Port Stewart and you go to that fucking Harry shack and, you know, have dinner on the beach and all, you know, things like that are cool.
Yeah.
I would definitely go to that Fermanagh thing if you wanted to, like, go for a walk. That's a pretty cool thing to do.
That's true, though. Like, do regular shit that you would do to, because that's how you're giving someone a real kind of insight into how life is out there. Like, one of the best days I had in fucking LA with my friend Alec was... We literally just went to a wing place and then ordered a what, this red box thing where you like fucking take DVDs out and just watch it back at his place, and it was one of the best days of the whole fucking trip.
That was from Richard Ashfield, by the way. Yeah, you gotta, like, I imagine there's plenty of places in Belfast that you take people for the first time and they think it was amazing.
Take them to Bougien and see what their opinion is compared to Chipotle. Because I think Chipotle's dog shit, but maybe it's because
you don't know what the
Bougien was the first fucking burrito ever had.
Popped your wee cherry.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a gig in Canada? Fuck me, another person.
Jesus Christ, we gotta go to fucking Canada.
I know a regular comedian at one of the comedy clubs here. I sent you a PM about it. Fuck, I don't know if I've seen that. And also Shannon Eastwood, man or woman?
Who's that?
Woman. You can be a dude called Shannon, can't you?
Can you?
Yeah, I think so. Shannon Briggs, the boxer.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe it's a black thing. And also, how to get one of your ball caps. Well, there'll be... basically, the ones I ordered were a bit of a prototype. I'm going to have to do new ones. I think I'm going to get a different shape of hat. I think I'll just get a regular... If I could get that...
Yeah.
Shape of hat there.
Yeah.
I would probably do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just standard, more sort of better shape, but... These original ones, I'll probably just pick and choose who I fucking give them to.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I've dished a few out already. There's actually not a lot of people wear hats that much, but...
I wish I could wear hats.
There's tons of people looking the hats, so I might get something the same colour, different shape, change the fucking logo a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe like a wee yellow logo or something. I don't fucking know. How to get, yeah, the real ones will be on sale once I order them. So there you have it. Shannon Eastwood. What? Lee McGlinchey, the McGlinchster. McGlinch in the Matrix. Have you ever been offered to play the Butthole in Bally Buffet? We actually went past it one time and I was like, Butthole?
Bally Buffet.
Seen some good comedians there. Jason Burton, Delamere, Andrew Maxwell, Colin Murphy. But Lee, what good comedians did you see there?
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Jason Burns fucking hilarious. Yeah. No, they're all good. Delamere's good. Maxwell's good.
Fucking
Murph is a beast. I think you'd sell it out, to be quite honest. I might look into that. I'm going to write that down.
How many sets is that, roughly?
Don't know. Look at
it. Is it a big place?
Must be big enough. Like, in the warm weather, what's the best way to release your sticky ball bag from your leg in public? Just wear, don't wear jeans at all.
Yeah.
Wear like big old, as Kieran Barlow would say, flouncies, and just let your dick and bees roll about there.
Flouncies.
Opinions on hipsters. I feel like they're kind of dead now. Like, I don't, it's hard to point out a hipster.
I think most people do hipster shit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Or what was once considered hipster fucking shit anyway.
Yeah. Are you coming back to London? Yes! I will book a date with my man Franz there in the old Museum of Comedy. But I'm not going to drink him with a cunt after, and he fucking died last time.
That was the worst day of my life.
Oh, don't even fucking say. To watch Maureen vomit red wine into a plant pot outside of Hilton was one of the
funniest shit ever. I wish I'd have seen that.
One of the finest moments of my whole life. Right, that's the end of the questions, basically. Thanks for all the questions, guys. I don't know what I'll say other than buy an Ulster Hall ticket.
Yeah.
Follow me on Snapchat, all sorts of shit. And just to round this off, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. See you later, guys. I was just going to bring up the fact that Ed Sheeran was on it in the most cringeworthy way ever. Like, I was saying, like, it'd be like if David Beckham or something was in it, and in the middle of Game of Thrones, he's like got a fucking pig's bladder full of air and he's like doing keepy ups. You know, like, don't do the thing that you're famous for in real life.
Yeah.
They stumble upon this fucking, like, group of wandering soldiers, and he's all like, ding, 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 my lady, ding, ding, ding.
Go away, girl.
You're like, you can't be having fucking Ed Sheeran sing a song, and they're like, I like that song. And he turns the camera, like a wee fucking ginger cunt, and he's like, he goes, it's a new one. And you're like, you can't, like, I was like, did they just product placement Ed Sheeran in the fucking Game of Thrones?
I think that's wank. I think
it's so wank.
They shouldn't be getting big famous people into the show for the fuck of it, because that's what's happening.
Like David Beckham was in that King Arthur movie, and it was done like a proper cameo, like out of character,
yeah,
like nasty cunt with a big fucking thing in his face and all. He wasn't like, oh, hi guys, doing keepy ups and Brill cream in his hair.
Yeah.
It was like, it was a good part, like.
Ah, that's why.
But anyway, that's the rant over, the shite rant that it was. Right, let's get out of here, because it is of utmost importance that we get sausages before we put you on a bus.
100%.
And I need a shit. So, let's get out of here. Buy an Ulster Hall ticket. Follow me on fucking Snapchat. Follow Aaron. Snap McCann.
Yep.
Snap McCann.
Snap McCann.
And rate and review us on iTunes so that it goes up the fucking list. That's all you have to do. You don't have to give me money. You don't have to do anything. Just go on to fucking iTunes and rate the thing. And then buy all the merch when the general merch comes out. See you later.
Yeah, boy. Bye.